The Urban League of Greater Chattanooga aims to empower African Americans and other underserved individuals to enter the mainstream. This year, the League created a new Center for Equity and Inclusive Leadership to transform how the community addresses its racial and economic disparities. Candy Johnson is the Urban League's president. Candy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Ray. Looking forward to our conversation.
Same here. And congratulations in your new role at the Urban League since the last time we spoke.
Yes, I am almost at my 100th day mark. So not quite 100 days. About 2 weeks, I'll be at my 100 day mark. So a lot has happened since then.
And what we want to talk about is the Center for Equity and Inclusive Leadership. This is new to a lot of people. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, so the Urban League has always had a focus, you know, based on our mission on issues of inequity. So social, economic, and racial equity, that is the core of the work that we focus on. But, you know, at the wake of all of the issues around social and racial unrest, and now that was before my time coming to the Urban League. But when I started, I said, you know, we really need a center. With my consulting background, you know, a lot of people were coming to me saying, hey, can you do this training? I did some things for a couple of corporations, just helping their staff kind of think through. And I thought, you know, the Urban League really already has the mission. We do this work every day. We don't just talk about it. We incorporate equity-based initiatives through our programming. And I said, why don't we just set up one of our empowerment centers, which is how we're broken down into our bodies of work. So this became an empowerment center. It's brand new, as you mentioned. And so really the goal of this center is to, you know, empower and equip leaders and organizations in our community, giving them the tools to overcome that racial, economic, and social injustices. So this will include things like advocacy work, training, and programs really designed to help the community build a more inclusive Chattanooga. So I'll be hiring someone. Actually, that position will be posted for a center director to help carry out the vision I have for the center.
And in the meantime, you have scheduled training that carries forth the work of this center.
We have a training called REI, and that is the Racial Equity Institute. And so that's a national racial equity focused organization. Some of the foundations had already been offering this just kind of in a pilot format, but really this is an alliance of trainers and organizers to help create racially equitable organizations and systems. So if you think about it from the sense of, is it a diversity training or is it a training that helps you think differently about the issue? So no, it is not a diversity training. So it's not one of those seminars that you will sit through and people shove things down your throat and say, well, you know, white people are bad or any of that type of training. So it is more an educational journey to learn about the history of race, the creation of race, how policies have impacted what they call what's left in the groundwater. So they use a lake analogy. And so they focus on what are those groundwater issues and how are we solving problems? We're not solving them through systems and institutional practices, we're trying to solve them specifically through programs. So it really helps you rethink how you address issues of racial inequity, really starting back from colonization in the 1700s and how race was created. And so it goes deep into the history. We have a 3-hour seminar. So that's really for those who are intellectually curious and haven't had much exposure to this conversation. There's not a whole lot of dialogue and engagement with the participants. So that's a larger group. You come in for 3 hours, you learn a lot about the data about racial inequities, more from a US-wide perspective, because this is dealing with racial inequities in the United States. And then there's a 2-day training, which is, it's not foundational. So this is for people who probably have a little bit more context around racial inequities and the history of race, but it goes very deep, lots of engagement. And so it is 2 full 8 days, and it's a much smaller group. So you can really get to know others in the community, but also you have a lot of dialogue. You look at case studies, you talk through. And so that's for people who want to be more hands-on and are ready to go to that next level of addressing these challenges. So we do have those 2 that are offering. They're on our website now.
And the metaphor that you mentioned a moment ago, groundwater, unpack that a bit more for people who are hearing about this type of training for the first time and how that metaphor informs the training.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, it's not a diversity training. So it really addresses the perceived, it goes beyond just addressing those perceived acts of discrimination or oppression, right? So it helps you to look at it from an institutional perspective and really the devastating impacts that basically it's caused for our nation's people, the economy, because this is an economic issue as well, and social institutions. So it teaches you how to use data to measure the systemic impact of racism and to track institutional change. So it's not, like I said, it's not going to give you those specific tactics, if you will, at the organization level, but it teaches you to look at racism holistically from a systems level approach. And that groundwater, I am not a certified trainer through REI, so I don't want to, you know, go too deep into their metaphor. I know their content, you know, we're not allowed to share it publicly or anything like that, but it's really just that metaphor to help practitioners at all levels really internalize the reality that we live in a racially structured society and what causes the racial inequity. So it's not just one thing that causes racial inequities. I mean, even in Chattanooga, we've rebuilt Chattanooga from being one of the dirtiest cities to a thriving community, but yet and still there are 50% of Chattanoogans earning less than that living wage, and the wealth gap. Also US-wide, you know, 89% of the wealth is owned by white households versus the 4.2% of Black households. And so it goes beyond those types of things to help you understand, again, this institutional level and this systemic impact. And so less on programming, but more on the concept holistically and how we look through the lens of policy and data to understand how we got to where we are. But it doesn't give you the answer to solve the problem. And I think a lot of people walk away after those sessions saying, okay, well, we're ready to go and address all these issues. But the trainers encourage you not to do that. Like, it's admirable that people want to do that, but that's not the intent of the training. It's really to give you that education. And so what the Urban League will do, and that's why this center is so important, because you could do these trainings, we'll begin to create tools to help people operationalize this. So like, what is it to create racial equity action plans for your organization? So we'll be developing and building out some content. And then we do have a debrief so that we don't leave people hanging after they go through this amazing session with these national experts. And LaQuisha Ewan does some of our debrief training for all of the participants who go through to break it down a little further and put it through the local context.
And then beyond this training, tell us more about the rest of the vision for this center.
Yeah, so we have what I really consider, the Urban League has always had some gold star type program. So we have one of the things that'll be a part of this center is our Inclusion by Design Executive Leadership Program. And so what this initiative does, it seeks to find women and people of color who have been successful in their careers to build this pipeline of executive talent. And so we usually accept no more than 10 individuals. It is a knowledge and skills-based curriculum for 7 months that helps prepare, again, women and people of color to fill these C-suite gaps. In 2017, our former CEO, the late Warney Logan, realized that there was such a need to have more executive diverse talent here in Chattanooga. And they did some studies and brought together some focus groups and determined that we just had not grown this pipeline of leaders who could represent a diverse population of people that were in our community to be in these leadership positions. And so we worked with organizations like Blue Cross. They have been a tremendous and premier sponsor for that initiative, and Unum and EPB. And so people are nominated to be a part of this initiative. We have about 40 graduates so far, and about a 60% success rate of those who have graduated from our program and been promoted into either more senior roles or executive roles. So we're continuing to, you know, address those talent, diverse talent pipeline initiatives. So it's not a networking, it's not a diversity program. It is a true executive leadership development program that happens to have diverse individuals getting that opportunity. So in the center, where we say Center for Equity and Inclusive Leadership, we're actually taking steps to build that inclusive leadership pipeline and opportunities for women and people of color to serve, whether it be on boards, through our new Board Connector initiative that we'll be partnering with that organization to do. And then also new this year, we're creating a mid-career professionals leadership development program, kind of modeled after Inclusion by Design, but not necessarily for executive level leaders, but those mid-career individuals. And we'll focus on some of those same areas of strategic leadership, emotional intelligence, and we'll take about 25 individuals into that program as well.
And where can people go online for more information about all of this?
Our website is under construction, but you can visit www.ulchat.net. And it would be under leadership on the tabs. And we are restructuring our website to include all of these centers. And also the training, really, I like to say seminar, workshop. It's not really a training, but for racial equity, the next one is coming up here in June. So if you have not signed up, it is no cost, thanks to our funders who have supported this, the Benwood Foundation and the Footprints Foundation, that this is no cost to residents. And we have probably about 50 spots left. So if anyone is interested, please go to our website or call our office to be a part of this opportunity for an educational journey around understanding racial equity from a systemic and institutional level.
All right. Candy, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us and sharing all this great information with the public.